Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
The real estate market is hot, but you already know that. What you may not know is that RE/MAX Concepts offers you a way to receive priority access to hot new listings. Why? So you don't miss out on the home of your dreams. Don't take a chance with outdated information. Check our home finder system at realestateconcepts.net. Don't miss out. Get priority access to hot listings today. realestateconcepts.net. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you've clicked through to this. We do this each and every week. We talk with Jeff Pitts. He is our lifestyle correspondent from City View. On account of they know what's going on in the metro. And Jeff, welcome back, man. We are all together again, not from Anna Maria Island, not from other points, but right in the studio at the same time.
I like it. Yeah. I like seeing your smiling face.
Hey, baby. Yeah.
How's it feel to be home?
It feels really good to be home.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can relax.
Mm-hmm. What was the highlight of the trip? Best 5 minutes.
Best 5 minutes was a sunset on the beach with my bride.
Ooh.
Yeah. There you go. Bam.
Better than my last 5 minutes.
But if she's listening, see, that's points. You brought somebody with you. Much who is this guy?
Yeah, who is this guy?
This is Parker Reed.
Parker, yeah, welcome to the Business News Hour, Parker. What are you doing here?
Thanks for having me. I'm a summer intern at City View, so I'm here to help Jeff with everything that he doesn't know on this sheet of paper.
Oh, okay. Usually, I'm the guy that has no idea what the hell he's talking about because he's younger than I am. But you're younger than both of us, so you really have got this down.
So you'll know even less.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm here for.
All right. Color coordination, man.
That's right.
He's the color man.
Yep.
All right. It is Thursday. We take a look at what's happening this weekend into next week. Jeff, what do you got?
We've got a music-heavy schedule today that Parker put together for us.
Music-heavy?
Music-heavy.
All right.
This next week is a big week in music. Tell us about Kip Moore.
All right, so Kip Moore is going to please all the country music fans out there, which you know at this point or not if you like country music. He sang the popular song Something About a Truck.
Something About a Truck.
Yeah. Really popular, topped the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart.
Right.
And all of his, only his five most popular songs on Spotify have over 180 million streams.
Get out of here.
Is that a lot?
That is a lot. It's not Carrie Underwood or other big country artists.
Or Michael Libby.
Yeah.
Or
right.
Michael Libby. And also his debut album was the best-selling debut album from a male in both 2012 and 2013.
Who's this guy again?
Kip Moore, you're looking right at it.
Kip Moore.
How about that?
See? He's here to prove I have no idea what the hell he's talking about, right?
And he's playing at the Brenton Skating Plaza on Friday evening.
Oh.
You going to be there?
I will not.
Me neither. Michael?
However, I know people that will be there.
Yeah.
My son will probably be there. He's a huge country music fan.
Really?
Oh, yeah, big time. Big
does he have
time.
A truck?
He does, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, you got to have a truck.
I think this is the kind of genre where if you don't like country music, you might say, who's Kip Moore? But I think the people that are into that music are saying, Kip Moore's going to be in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play it, man.
Amen.
I like it.
All right.
There we go. Kip Moore.
Also, Friday, we got the Wizard World Comic Con.
Yes, this is kind of amazing. Mm-hmm. This is a big deal.
Big deal. Iowa Event Center.
Yeah.
The Wizard World Comic Con brings thousands of fans of all ages to celebrate the best in pop culture, movies, television, gaming, live entertainment, comics, sci-fi, graphic novels, toys, original art, collectibles, contests, and more.
I know people who will go to that and just blow a wad.
Dress up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Tim Lloyd is a good friend of mine, and Tim Lloyd gave me some comic books
Not long ago. Yeah, they're in the cellophane thing. You know, you're not supposed to really read them, I guess.
Right.
They're just in there and protection. But they're kind of sci-fi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got no idea what it's all about. but he's very proud of them, and I've got to get them back to him. But I bet you Tim Lloyd will be there.
You ever collect comics?
I did, but I was collecting comics like the original Superman comics.
Before there was comics.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, we used to draw them on the side of walls.
Really?
Yeah, caves.
Petrographs? Is that what they're
called? Exactly, yeah.
Parker, like you collect comics?
Briefly, sophomore year, not since.
What kind of comics?
They had a rerun of Star Wars comics after Disney regained the rights.
Hmm.
So they had Star Wars, Darth Vader, Leia. But then I had to go in every week, and that was part of my schedule that I could not allow.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a little costly, too, I would imagine.
It is.
Yeah. So Comic-Con's coming.
Comic-Con at the Event Center, Friday through Sunday.
Nice.
All right. What's going on at the Social Club this weekend, Parker?
Social Club, this is Run Des Moines Summer Fam Jam.
Say again?
The Run DSM's Summer Fam Jam.
All right.
From
my favorite kind of jam.
In their own words, join us for Run DSM's fourth annual Summer Fam Jam. Free and open to the public, the event will be held in the courtyard and gallery of the Des Moines Social Club, featuring live music, a gallery showcase of work from the students of urban leadership, a graffiti competition, and free food from Fahrenheit Wood Oven Pizza, Midnight Tacos, and MJ's Asian a la carte.
Wow.
Hmm.
This is a Friday gig?
Yes, and it's free.
What?
Free.
Free.
Hmm.
All right. Country music or free food?
Midnight Tacos sounds good.
That sounds pretty good.
Just sounds good. That could be a band name, too.
Midnight, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Midnight Tacos.
Midnight Tacos. Parker, if you had a band, what would your band name be?
Afternoon Burritos.
There you go.
It's a good one.
Yeah. You know, I was an African-American disc jockey one time.
Really?
Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
Yeah. I was. I'm not making this up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went by the name of Midnight Blue.
Really?
Yeah, baby. It's a long story. But yeah. So I
think
I was,
you should tell that story
one
sometime.
Of these days.
Yeah, I'd like to hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, baby,
one.
Midnight Blue here.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. Never.
All right, moving on. Let's see. This weekend, apparently, there's a documentary premiere. What's that all about, Parker?
So it's actually a really cool event, and you mentioned that you like free stuff. This is another free event Saturday afternoon. Over the course of 10 days in April 2018, Christopher Ford, known as Christopher the Conquered, traveled the state of Iowa visiting 10 recording studios. At each stop, he and local musical artists collaborate to write, record, and mix a single song in 4 hours.
Wow.
Filmmakers join him on his journey documenting the writing and recording process, capturing the studios, towns, and landscapes, and interviewing musicians, studio owners, and engineers, and locals who came to witness the sessions.
Christopher the Conquered is fabulous. I mean, he is really out there. I mean, he is so inventive. And I couldn't think of anybody better to do this than him.
Mm-hmm.
And what a cool documentary that would be.
It would be.
He could go to all these different places and record with local artists. Cool. Nice.
Yeah. Look at that. Parker Reed coming through.
Parker Reed. Yeah. Can you bring him
this
next week?
Saturday free Vaudeville Muse. Yeah, he can come back next week.
Yeah.
Sure, he just earned the return.
He's filling
trip.
It out, man.
That's right. Let's see. Also this weekend, Iowa Barnstormers versus the Arizona Rattlers.
Rattlers.
You ever been bit by a rattlesnake?
No.
Any snake phobias?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, yeah. I hate snakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're snakes. I don't know.
Enough said. The Barnstormers are good this year. It's official.
Good.
They're 9-2.
Wow.
Sitting in second place after blowing out the last place Green Bay Blizzard last week.
Saturday, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
That's right. So this Saturday night, the team takes on the first place Arizona Rattlers. Iowa's emerging quarterback Drew Powell won Player of the Week honors for the second week in a row for his performance against Green Bay. The young QB now leads the league in rushing, of all things.
What?
And he's second in the league in passing yards per game. And he has his team on a roll.
Good deal.
Also, probably maybe more important, the Iowa Barnstormers are honoring and celebrating police, fire, and EMTs at First Responders Night.
Nice. So it is Rattle the Rattlers.
Rattle the Rattlers.
Yeah,
that's right.
Got it.
Should be a good one. Bam, back to the music.
all sorts of stuff. This one, this is a group that I am not too familiar with, but this is a group called U4Questra. U4Questra. They're playing down at Simon Estes Amphitheater, and I think these guys are really interesting for things that regular audience might not know. So they describe themselves as modern funk and roots with vintage soul. But what's interesting about them is that they're originally from Iowa City, and they've been active for over 10 years. They've played over 1,000 shows, and they started their own three-day music festival in Lone Tree, Iowa, called Camp Euphoria.
What?
Camp Euphoria.
I like it.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Started their own summer camp in where?
Lone Tree.
Mm-hmm. And they play every night of it. And it started as a fan appreciation event, but it's evolved into something.
So what's the genre again?
Basically funk and jam.
Funk and jam.
Modern funk and roots with vintage soul.
This has got to be good.
Yeah.
I would go to this.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And if you wanted to go, that's Saturday at Simon Estes Amphitheater for $15 advance or $20 the day of. So not another free event.
Yeah.
And Simon Estes is an awesome venue.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Right there on the river. They're going to close that down for some repairs or something.
Yeah, we keep saying that, but they keep having events.
I know. I don't get it. I saw Simon. Right. Did I tell you I saw Simon Estes? Yeah, I told
you. What do you mean?
I visited with him not so long. Yeah.
You guys go way back.
Oh, yeah. Well, he goes way back than I. You know, he's
what
80.
A voice.
He's and when he speaks.
Is he 80?
Wow. Yeah. He's and when he speaks, it still rattles, you know. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing guy. What a kind man as well.
He could have had a career in radio.
Yeah, but he did better than
that. He did well. He did well, that's for sure. All right, what's this Cosmic Kingdom Music Festival?
So this thing I know next to nothing about.
All right. Well,
that's the best guy.
That's why it made the Business News Hour and City View, because we have no idea what the heck this is about.
So what I think is really interesting about it is that it's definitely a niche event. It's for electronic dance music, but the whole part about it is that it's happening in Sleepy Hollow's Renaissance Park.
Yeah.
So their entire thing is that their stages are going to be next to big castles, and there's going to be Renaissance buildings, and there's going to be full bars, not just like pop-up stands, but full buildings with you know, things you can actually interact with.
Wow. So are the Renaissance people hanging around too?
That I can't confirm. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to be seeing people on horses jousting in the middle of it.
I hope so.
That would be worth the money.
Bring your swords. Wow. Nice. And this is what day?
This is Friday and Saturday.
Okay, 2 days.
Let's see.
Sleepy Hollow.
You call this electronic dance music?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I'll be there. Also this weekend, Damn to Damn, final Damn to Damn.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was, I saw that,
yep.
And I'm going, I thought that they scrapped Damn to Damn, but
yep.
They didn't, but they did.
One more run.
All right, this is it.
That's what they say. It'll be 39 forever, they'll never turn 40.
There you go.
That's nice.
Damn to Damn.
And the Downtown Farmers Market, everyone knows about that, but yeah, it's always good to remind.
25,000 crazy people down there on Saturday.
It's your favorite kind of people, isn't it?
Crazy people, yeah.
Let's see. Coming up next week, also at Simon Estes. What's going on, Parker?
This is the indie pop band Foster the People.
Oh, Foster, I know this.
Yeah, Foster the People is best known for their single Pumped Up Kicks, which was number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 8 straight weeks. Unheard of for an alternative band like that.
Number 3.
See?
Pumped Up Kicks. Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Better run. And so the song is, so the song's actually notable because its lyricism is actually very upsetting. It's about a troubled youth with homicidal thoughts. Oh. But paired with the upbeat music, it made for a really interesting song that people apparently grabbed onto in 2011.
They did. Still in my head.
Is it?
Yep. The Pumped Up Kicks. I didn't know it has about teenagers with homicidal tendencies.
That's what the upbeat music's there for, to distract
you from the
from
words.
The murderous
right. So that what night is that?
That's Tuesday night. Once again, okay. Simon Estes.
Awesome. Let's see. Then Civic Center, David Byrne. What's that about?
David Byrne is best known as a founding member of the Talking Heads, a new wave band from the 1980s. And since then, he has had an extensive solo career, and he famously loves the city of Des Moines.
He does. He was here a couple of years ago and wrote a wonderful blog about that and talked about this all over the place. Yeah, this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. He headlined the 8035 Music Festival with St. Vincent, and since he returned a year later for the ribbon cutting of the Des Moines Social Club, where he gave a speech.
Right.
And he had a couple of days off, so he rode his bike all around Des Moines, going into a few local shops, and as you said, the very lengthy blog post about his love for the city.
David Byrne.
Hmm.
In town.
Talking
again.
Heads.
That's big.
Yeah. Huh. All right. It sounds like a good one.
Yeah. I think we should all go.
I'm in. Okay. Let's see. We also got the Cubs next week versus the Albuquerque Isotopes.
Those Isotopes.
They're tough to beat.
They are tough to beat.
They are tough to beat. They'll be in town Tuesday to Thursday, the iCubs, at Principal Park. The Cubbies are struggling to get wins this season. They're only 20-31. But as always, the team is contributing to the cause of the big league team, the Chicago Cubs, as the parent club is in second place in the
Go Cubs.
It's at the Central. 4.5 game back of the Brewers heading into June. Both teams still have a lot of season left to play, so it's time to get everything rolling.
All right, go to the Cubs.
Yep. Oh, how about this? All right, this was laid off the wire. I added this.
Oh, yeah?
Do you remember, what does the name Carlton Banks mean to you?
Carlton Banks. TV show? Yeah?
You can do it.
Fresh
Come
Prince?
On. Yeah, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Do you remember Carlton Banks, Parker?
Absolutely.
All right, well, he's coming.
What?
Well, not Carlton, but the actor that played Carlton. The fictional character from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is coming to play some golf. Actor and comedian Alfonso Ribeiro, has joined the field for the 2018 Principal Charity Classic Pro-Am. Ribeiro is a passionate golf fan and brand ambassador for the PGA Tour Champions. He will play in the Pro-Am on Wednesday, June 6th at the historic Wakanda Club in Des Moines.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. He's 46, best known as Carlton Banks. He was also on the show Silver Spoons. You remember that? With Ricky Schroeder?
No.
Oh, that was one of my favorites when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Silver Spoon.
Silver Spoons, I think.
Spoons.
They were
about
really
rich.
Kids.
Yeah, rich kids.
Really rich. I can't remember the exact storyline because I was really young. But
you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And anyway, Carlton's I guess Carlton's a good golfer. And yeah.
Principal Charity Classic.
Yep.
All right. Is that a wrap?
His wife's from Iowa.
Oh, of course.
I didn't know that.
This is a late edition, right?
This is. Angela Ribeiro is a native of Swedesburg, Iowa. You ever hear of it?
Absolutely not.
Zippo.
Well,
I have to Google that. Swedesburg, Iowa.
Yep.
Nice. All right. That's it? Is that a wrap?
I think that's a wrap. You got anything else, Parker?
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. All
that's
right.
A wrap.
That's another edition of Stuff to Do in the Metro with Jeff Pitts and today Parker Reed. Parker, nice job.
Thank you so much.
He's going to have to come back.
That was a nice job.
Yeah, it was a nice job. Back. He will be coming back.
Amen.
All right, for all of us that put this together each and every day, and this the concluding broadcast for a Friday. Thanks so very much for hanging out. Well, actually, it's a Thursday, isn't it?
Thursday.
Sorry,
Thursday.
I screwed that up. It is Thursday today.
It is on vacation.
I know, man. And then we had that holiday thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
That just messed things up.
Feels like a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Tyler Hackenmiller is our engineer. Aaron Libby is our marketing and advertising guru. And that's what he wants to be called, a guru. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. James Goodlett is the gentleman who wrote and produced the music that you're listening to right now exclusively for the Business News Hour. For Parker, for Jeff, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful rest of the day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.